Welcome to Conscious Communication, the podcast that can help you improve your company's culture and better your team's communication, helping you build more significant relationships. Now here's your host, Philip Bogolub.
I have the privilege and honor of talking with Dr. Kenneth Johnson. I'm giving him his creds. He told me I can call him Ken. But I want to give him his credit because he's got his doctorates, he's got his master's. And I mean, it's like I said, Dr. Evil. It's like, you know, I didn't go to evil school for nothing, but he's got a lot of very cool degrees, Walden University. He's got Trident International University. So Ken is working for Microsoft at this point as a strategic technologist. And I like this one thing. It said here, a hardware company and a software company referred to him as the evangelist for cloud technologies. I like that. So I want to ask you several questions. I mean, it's really cool because he was 12 years in the military, worked in fighter jets. The first question I want to ask you is, how did you get here? Give me kind of an overview. Not too much. I know, I understand. But kind of like, what was that little serendipity, that coincidence that happened in your life that you go, you know, I'm going to turn this direction and go into where you're at now?
Wow. Well, one, Philip, thank you. I truly appreciate you bringing me on the show. And wow, I can point to a lot of different things, but I think the first thing I'll point to is my dad. My dad was the first and foremost person that came into my life and just really kind of turned me around. I wasn't a lost kid, just no direction. Right. And there was then purpose, right, to actually go and do something. And he always used to tell me, be positive. You know, there are a lot of negative people out here in the world, but can you be positive through all of the mess that you see every day? Mm-hmm. And so I really took that to heart. And so when I decided, instead of going to college and playing basketball, like I've known many other of my friends to go and do, I decided I wanted to go to the military. And it shocked him. Don't get me wrong. It shocked him. Like, why would you do this? And it was just something in me that I just saw as a 17-year-old kid. Hey, I don't want to go to college yet. I'm not ready yet. And I understood self. And I think that's what people don't do most, right? Is they don't understand themselves at maybe a young age or even now, right? When we're over the hill, 40s, got gray hair and all those things, we still are looking for, how do you know yourself? And so I took that, I ran with it in the military. You know, I started out as a jet engine mechanic and I worked on F-15s, F-16s, A-10s. It was great, traveled the world. I saw a lot of different things. So culture, huge. You think about, you know, Asian cultures, you think about African cultures, the Europeans and so forth. Right. And I've built a healthy respect for those. And so that's part of it. Right. The other part, as I was being a jet engine mechanic, there are a couple of events that happened. And the biggest one was 9/11. So I needed to change. I wanted to be an AMP mechanic to work at Delta and, you know, or work at Continental. Now I'm showing my age because they got bought.
Good point. I'm shaking my head. I'm like, yeah, that's normal. I forgot. That doesn't exist anymore.
It's a long time ago. Yeah. So I thought about it and I was like, man, what can I get into that makes sense? And I can do something positive with it. Well, it came down to either medical or technology. Two industries that are always going to be here, right? Because we still have to make sure that people are healthy.
Yep.
But we also need to make sure that we technologically advance everything along with our cultures and our world.
Yep.
So I dove into it. I dove into it head first. I was able to reclassify or retrain, as we say, in the military. And I did an additional 6 years to learn, you know, some of the intricate details. So I've worked help desk. I've worked in the back office in, you know, network engineering, systems engineering, and I've done a multitude of things.
Okay.
And it just helped me understand that, hey, I can move around a little differently and I can be a chameleon, right? I'm coming in, I'm being a chameleon because I don't have a background in technology.
Right.
But the one thing I do have a background in is learning.
Mm.
And that is what people take for granted. More so. So hopefully that answers your question.
Oh, no, it did. One. It did. And I like that because, you know, finding a mine was my mom and my grandmother. Right. Those are the two people that were huge influence. And they kind of like, it was just my personality to them. Mom, what do I do? You know, you got to trust somebody. And if you've got that, whether it's a parent or an uncle, an aunt, a friend, it doesn't really matter. And if they can set you on that path by doing that one little kick, you can do anything you want.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just that thing that's very important to, and the education thing is extremely important because you're building your mind. It's not like you and I both gone to college. You've gone a lot more than I have. It's not like you use everything from it. Use a small percentage, but those experiences, especially when you get older and you're going, cause you got your doctorate, you took years, you're an adult and you're working. It's a different mindset as if you're trying to, you wouldn't do that when you're 18.
That's true.
You're like, I don't think so. So I like the adult type version of that. So here's some of my questions.
Yes.
How do you communicate? Because you've got a lot of teams you got to create. A lot of people, it's something in here, Microsoft ecosystem of partners to build and lead sales teams. So you're all over and you're communicating at a high level. So how do you communicate to all these people in a way that gets all participants working together and not working against each other? What's your trick? What's your mindset? What are you doing?
Well, positivity, outline, being straightforward. Those are the two building blocks, right? I always feel that it's great to be positive and bring a very lightheartedness to each and every meeting. Because things can get very tense. I mean, we're talking about all these transactions. We're talking about people, you know, building or getting sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's can be stressful to people.
Yeah.
And so you want to reduce that, right? And allow people to come into a situation where it's easy to have a conversation and being truthful. That's okay.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, I got big boy pants. So if I'm doing something wrong, tell me.
Yeah,
tell me. I mean, I have no problem.
Yeah, if you made a mistake, that's something my parents always instilled in me. If you messed up, just say, you know what? I'm sorry. I really messed up. Because how could somebody respond to somebody that admitted I messed up? And of course, I've only done it once. I never messed up after that.
Right. Mistake.
But that's good because I like that, the positivity, because it's not just the words. Because ladies and gentlemen, I can see him in front of me. I'm doing a Zoom call. So the facial expression, the eyes, the energy, even though it's over the internet, you can feel that communication if somebody's being sincere or not being sincere. And that's a huge driver, especially when you're doing this over the internet or even when you're in real meetings with people.
Correct.
So, no, go ahead. Anything to add?
No, I just think, you know, those two things are huge. I think the last one that is understanding the people you work with.
How so?
Hey, how's your family?
Oh, being human.
Golden rule.
Yeah.
To others.
Yep.
That probably arguably could be number one, right? But as long as you get to know your folks and understand how they work as well, right? Because when somebody comes to work, if their family's not right or they're not right.
Right.
The work's not going to get done.
No. Keep going. If you got more, go because
we got to step back, right? And we got to look at those things.
Wow. Yeah, that's so true because we go through stuff. And if one is messed up, the other's messed up and vice versa. And you don't want to get into their personal life, but you're just like, how are you doing? You know, and I got a quick joke I got to tell you. So I was an engineer in my former life, and I worked in a factory out in Illinois here, and a place was building X-ray tubes. I don't know if you're familiar with that. So anyway, it was a serious device and everything, and I'm the tech support engineer and did a lot of other stuff there. And getting my coffee in the morning, I walk by a gentleman, and I go, "How you doing?" He goes, "Okay." He go, So how you doing, Phil? I go, other than my whole family dying in a plane crash, everything's fine. And I kept walking. He goes, oh, that's nice. And he kept walking. And I'm like, no, I knew the guy. And I knew what he would. I'm like, I'm waiting for him to say something. And I am laughing my butt off. I go back to my desk. Like an hour later, he comes over. He goes, what did you just say? Exactly. And my point was, it's nice to have that nod or a smile, but we're not listening. We're not listening.
Listening to somebody is key. Because, that could have been the worst day of your life. And that person would have just walked by and an hour later, what could have happened? Right.
Yeah.
What's the cascading effect there?
Yeah.
And so you have to listen. You have to pay attention to people. My dad always told me, stay alert.
Here's another thing. And I'm sure you have this problem where there's 12 people on a call and you're talking or somebody's talking and you look at the screen and they're doing this. I'm just showing them like I'm typing. They're not listening. Is there a trick to try to get these people to listen when what you do? Or how do you do that? Because you don't want to be going, hey, you're not listening. I know you're texting or doing whatever. Is there any little tricks or anything that you try to do?
Called action items.
Ooh.
It's called action items.
I'm glad I don't work for him. I see Phil looking down. Action item for Phil.
But it's intentional, right? It's intentional. Right. And I understand most people, as we work in tech, we're taking notes. That's what we do.
That's
right.
True.
There's so much information that you just cannot remember every little detail you need to. So I can respect it as long. And sometimes some people say, hey, you know what? I apologize. I wasn't listening. I was multitasking. Can you please repeat the question? No problem. They took ownership. We can move on. There's no need for someone to beat it over their head, right?
Yeah, right.
That doesn't make sense. So, but that's also, okay, hey, I repeat the question and you move on. I get what I need. They get what they need and we continue to move on.
But you're giving them that feeling, that option, that energy. It's like that. Yeah. And people, once they know you're like that and they go to the meetings, they actually want to go to your meetings.
Right.
And they expect, and it's like, if something went wrong and you say, for some reason, I was thinking about eating lunch. I'm really hungry. I have no idea what you just said. Because our minds drift. You know,
it's
like,
true.
I mean, you've been in college, you know, you go, especially if you go into those big auditoriums and there's 300 people there. Yeah. After 10 minutes, you're going, I wonder what I'm having for dinner. You know, it happens all the time.
Exactly.
So, now, sometimes you've got to come in, I'm assuming, you have to troubleshoot stuff, correct?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
And so that's the great part.
Oh, I just assumed that you might have, with your experience.
No, I mean, I have in the past, and those are fun, right? Okay. I did a lot of that in the military, but now it's more of overseeing kind of management direction, right, of where we're going, strategic thought process, growth. So it's a lot of those things. But I'm still willing to get in with the architects, the engineers, and have the conversation. I may understand to a degree, maybe not as deep as them, right? But maybe there is some value that I can provide based on experience or based on out-of-the-box thinking, which I'm a huge fan of, is think outside the box, because you can skin the cat a million different ways. You just never know which one's going to fit.
Very true. And if you don't bring it up, you know, step out. If I didn't ask you to interview, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The worst you could say is, I'm sorry, I'm not interested, you know, and I'm not insulted by it or anything. It's just like, I want to talk about stuff like this. And I believe we are magnets.
Right.
Because we attract what we think about. And when you started talking about this, even before the interview started, I'm like, what an interesting coincidence, because I don't really believe in coincidence. So I do have some other things, but I think you actually answered this one. So I was going to say this, but I think I know, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is your secret in consciously communicating your goals and objectives in a way that we all work together and get the job done? But I think you already said that. Do you have anything that you can pass on to the listeners, that, you know, we have two types of minds. We have our conscious and our subconscious. And I refer to the conscious as the negative mind. It's got all the information, the subconscious is the creative mind. How do you, when you're saying get out of the box, how do you trigger that subconscious imagination, like Albert Einstein, you know, they right. just like, you know, all these people that have invented things and go on and on forever, the light bulb and airplanes, you know, how do you kind of tap into that with other people and for yourself?
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid to speak their mind. And that's, you know, even as a young guy, I had trouble, you know, speaking my mind and what I thought. So as I've grown gray beard, we'll say, I have learned to speak, because at the core, and one thing that I've kind of grown up on as well, and my dad also taught me, is closed mouths don't get fed.
And very true.
To me, that makes a lot of sense.
That's very
true. Your idea could be the idea that actually swings a deal from $100,000 to $2 million.
That's true.
But if you don't speak, if you don't think, if you're not alert, what are you doing?
It's very true. You're just kind of taking up space.
Yeah, we have to not take up space. You say that very well, because that is, we should not take up space. We should utilize the space that we're provided.
Yeah.
For what? For thought. For Ooh. Good.
Yeah.
For
That's
movement.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I am a huge proponent of paying forward the information and the thoughts that were provided to me as a young guy, middle-aged, and now gray beard, right? So
you earned it.
I've earned it, right? And I don't look, you know, to that fact, I don't look for someone to ring my bell saying, man, you did a great job. No, it's not me. It's a team thing. It's not all. Everybody wants to say I. That's so old.
It is.
But what are we doing? Diverse in thought.
Right? Yeah. 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 That's true. It's my dad used to say, I sit in front of the class, raise your hand. Because, right. you know, there's certain memories that are just so clear. We got trillions of these memory folders, right? And I just remember sitting in front of the class. Don't know what grade it was. And I raised my hand. And he said, whatever you're going to ask, I'll guarantee everybody else one. And the whole class started asking questions.
Yeah.
But it's that first thing. And when I did that at an early age, I realized, oh, that wasn't so scary. Because it is scary, because you're right. You're told in school, and I'm not knocking it. You're told in school, pay attention, right. listen. But mm-hmm. you're also not, there's no class to talk about the mind and how to think and your different thoughts and how to share and how to think, okay, if you tell me this, and I have an idea and I mark it down on a piece of paper, how do I tell Ken this? He's my superior.
Right.
He's my manager. I don't feel comfortable. But you, it goes both ways. You have to give that person that comfort factor and saying, because it's easy to say, you know, we've all had managers. Oh, the door's open. The door wasn't open. The door's always right. locked. Probably beat it down. They don't want to answer the door. But if you're going to say that, people always want, because when I was always laughing, I was always smiling. I was the representative of the company. But when right. something went wrong, I said, I will bring it back and I'll talk to my team. I mean,
I agree.
You know,
I agree. Let me tell you one thing. One thing that I also think that helped me along in this journey, I had a manager in the military, and we were stationed in Alaska at this point. So think about the negative 60. Yes, that's very true. Day and night, 6 months.
Oh yeah, it
of
doesn't
each.
Go down. No sun all the time. Yeah.
So,
okay. Wonderful.
Really, really fun time. And we used to have 7:30 morning meetings, 7:30 a.m. meetings, and he would call them the paradigm shift. And
I
was like, you know, I'm a young guy, and right. I'm like, okay, what does this guy want to talk to me? And it was only me. It was only me that he would bring it.
Okay.
And me and him, till this day, we're best friends. Mm-hmm. We still talk. We still have conversations. But his ability to make me understand the why and the correct questions to ask.
Wow.
That helped me. It helped me grow. And if I would make a mistake, because at this time I was still an engineer, every engineer has made mistakes. And I made a mistake. And he's like, well, don't come to me with the mistake. Come to me with the solution that you had, that you have.
Wow.
To correct the mistake.
Wow.
Different thought process, paradigm shift, right? Because we're trained to say, we're trained, if something happens, we tell it. We are tattletales. But we're not trained to come with a solution.
Very true.
I learned solutions. I want solutions. I don't want problems.
And if you, well, we've all dealt with people. And when I was in the support position, well, when I first got out of school, I was fixing CAT scanners, medical equipment. And at the time, because I'm an older guy than you, there was no cell phones. There was nothing. It was lucky if you had a fax machine. Right. And you were stuck out in the middle of nowhere. And like, you have to fend for yourself. You have to open up prints. You have to read things. You have to. I used to chase ones and zeros, which I loved. I was a big nerd. Ooh, that's cool. But if you didn't do those, and what I realized is, try. If you know, do the best you can. And if you can't, call Ken up and go. Don't call Ken up and go, hey Phil, how you doing? Hey Ken, it's broken. What'd you do? Nothing. It's broken. Well, what did you do? Nothing. Is you keep asking me like, well, call me back when you try something. Because if I say do A, B, and C, it's like, oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. But try X and Y and Z. Oh, right. I didn't think of it that way. So sometimes you need that little kick into the right direction, whatever it is in your life. And that could be personal or business. And you're right. It's like, don't come with me. It doesn't work. Come with me with, I did this. I did this. I did this.
Right.
And then still don't give you the answer. It's like, try this and call me back later.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Excellent. Excellent. Ken, I really appreciate you coming on the show. This was an excellent interview because I was really looking forward to talking with you. And to my conscious community, remember, it is more important to express your thinking thoughts and not the thoughts you are thinking. That is what is called conscious communication. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Communication. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more great information at ConsciousCommunicationPodcast.com.